Hi, this is education for Miss Judy Ogletree. J-U-D-Y-O-G-L-E-T-R-E-E. Date of birth is 3/14/1959. Date of service is 6/20/2023. The patient is here for a procedure, lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, with steroid and epidurogram. The procedure was done as follows. The patient has been having severe pain in the lower back, and it has been going on for more than 10 years. The pains are extremely severe. They worsened after she fell, missing 8 steps. The pain worsened into the lower back, both shoulders, both knees, both legs, and both ankles and feet, with the involvement of all the toes bilaterally. And the lower back pain is constantly radiating in the form of L3, L4, L5 nerve distribution involving all the 5 toes. This pain is severe, constant throbbing and shooting. Patient has been on physical therapy and has not brought any significant relief. Recent MRIs have been found positive for various pathology, beginning in the cervical, in the lumbar MRI, there is a herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, bulging disc at L5-S1, with a facet arthropathy ligament of flerum thickening, causing central canal stenosis and bilateral facet joint arthropathy. In cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C2-3 and a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. The patient was advised injections of epidural, cervical, and lumbar series times 4 in series of 15 days apart to bring relief and decrease the need for any surgery and improve. However, the patient was found to have a very high blood pressure of 182 over 123. Hence, the patient procedure was postponed and rescheduled 15 days away. And today was considered to be only. Now, please strike that. The patient, I said a wrong vital signs. The blood pressure was 182 over 113. And pulse was 82. After some time with sedation and preparation, the patient's blood pressure did come down to a manageable level. The patient was taken to fluoroscopy suite, where procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection was attempted at the level of L5-S1. Due to her spina bifida, there is a tremendous amount of alteration or altered anatomy. So, despite trying the best, because of the bad posture from the patient, the injection to the epidural system could not be achieved, and it was not possible to get the access in a reasonable fashion after 3 or 4 attempts. The procedure was postponed for a next visit. Epidurogram could not be done, only plain procedure was done. And we were unable to do the injection to the lumbar region. However, the attention was taken to both the shoulders, and patient was provided injection to the both supraspinatus bilaterally, both infraspinatus tendons bilaterally, and intra-articular injection both shoulders bilaterally. The procedure was done today with a mixture of dexamethasone and Marcan successfully without any issues, and a patient is rescheduled for next procedure for lumbar epidural for a new fresh attempt. Thank you. We'll continue on her medication which is Percocet 10 over 325 ritual hour, 30 days. Thank you. Please use the template for the procedure for supraspinatus tendon injection, infraspinatus tendon injection, intra-articular injection of the shoulder for both sides. Thank you.